Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we'll feature three more unknown Motown artists. We'll start off with the first unknown this half hour, the Downbeats, and then the Four Tops, the Jackson Five, Sam Remo Golden Strings, Diana Ross, Jonah Jones, and Marvin Gaye, all coming up the next half hour. Let's kick it off with the Downbeats. Do you know what I'm talking about from 1965 right here on Motown Memories?
Welcome on, Pete. So let yourself go. Now I know everybody got their own style. So come on, people, we're gonna dance a while. Say a little way you wanna dance. Dance what you be. Just a moving and a moving. Don't sit still. Can't you hear that?
Making touch the sky. Can't you see in your mind's eye that we are one? We're all the same, and life is just a simple game. Oh, did it, 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 did it. You and me, you and me,
we'll touch the sky,
we'll touch the sky,
we'll touch the sea,
we'll touch the sea.
Motown memory from the Jackson 5, that was Hallelujah Day, and they reached number 28 in the U.S. pop charts from 1973. Before that, the Four Tops, A Simple Game, number 90 on the pop charts and number 34 in the rhythm and blues charts from 1972. And we started with the Downbeats, Do You Know What I'm Talking About, didn't chart but was recorded and released in 1965. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring six unknown Motown artists. Well, so far we've heard from five unknown Motown artists. The sixth is perhaps a little more well-known, and that artist is the San Remo Golden Strings. Well, the San Remo Golden Strings were a studio group from Detroit, Michigan. A number of its members also played in the Detroit Symphony Orchestra, while others were members of the Motown backing band the Funk Brothers. Their albums were released on the Rick-Tick record label, the Motown record label, and the Gordy record label. They scored two hits in the U.S. in 1965. The first one was Hungry for Love, and the second one is I'm Satisfied. In 1971, they had some more success as the San Remo Strings with a song coming up called Festival Time, which reached number 39 in the U.K. singles charts and was popular on the U.K.'s Northern Soul music scene. Well, here is the San Remo Golden Strings, otherwise known as the San Remo Strings. Festival Time, right here on Motown.
with Tom Fallon.
Hit from Diana Ross, Love Hangover. That reached number one in the pop charts, number one in the rhythm and blues charts, and number one in the dance and disco charts in 1976. And we started with the San Remo Golden Strings, Festival Time, recorded and released in 1967. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring some virtually unknown Motown artists. Well, so far this hour, we've heard from five of those. Here comes the sixth artist that recorded briefly in the Motown record label in 1969, Jonah Jones. Well, Jonah Jones was born Robert Elliott Jones on December 31st, 1909, and he died April 29, 2000. He was a jazz trumpeter who created concise versions of jazz swing and jazz standards that appealed to a mass audience. He started playing alto saxophone at the age of 12 in the Booker T. Washington Community Center in Louisville, Kentucky, before quickly transitioning to trumpet, where he excelled. Well, starting in the 1950s, he had his own quartet, and he began concentrating on a formula which gained him wider appeal for a decade. He won a Grammy in 1960, receiving the Grammy Award for Best Jazz Instrumental Album. Well, here he is from 1969, for better or worse, right here on Motown Memories. Thank you. Marvin Gaye with Got to Give It Up, Part 1. And then reached number 1 in the pop charts, number 1 in the rhythm and blues charts, and number 1 in the dance and disco charts from 1977. And we started with Jonah Jones, For Better or Worse, from 1969. This half hour, we featured 6 Motown artists that were virtually unknown. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.